if we're not going to make the size of the show any bigger, partly because it's so large now, it's difficult to walk everything in one day. And I know that most people stay for more than one day now, the show, but we don't want to make it any harder on them than it is. So what we're trying to do is utilize the space better. We do have about 10 more companies at the show this year than we did last year. But again, we're trying just to utilize our space a little bit more efficiently so that we don't have to spread things out anymore.
Basic rough numbers, how many companies are going to be out there?
We'll have about 590 companies this year. And we're again expecting 30 to 32,000 attendees.
Okay. So for people heading out, parking, is that the same as last year or are there going to be any changes there?
No, parking is the same. So come into the property on the south side. We have our volunteers there to help to get people parked straight, and we've got some great photos from last year's show, so hopefully we'll do it again this year. And then after people, they can walk up to the gates and they can give their tickets or buy their ticket at the gate.
We've got a whole bunch of different areas, and I think the one that really excites the producers is the equipment demonstration area. Scott Garvey from one of your media publications called it Disneyland for Farmers, and I thought that was pretty appropriate.
Yeah, I think it is, because there's this big aspect of the networking, social, and it's a soft sell type of an approach at our show. It's, you don't come here and it's not a used car dealer type of an event. It's really, it's come in, see what they have. There's a lot of customer appreciations, a lot of knowledge sharing that goes on at the show, and a lot of discussion between farmers about how their operations are. And for the exhibitors, I think that's really a nice way for them to conduct their business, because they don't have to feel like they're trying to push something down somebody's throat. It's a great kind of atmosphere that this show has, and I think it really just is kind of a microcosm of what agriculture really is. Anyways, it's really a social business when we get together.
Yeah, Ag in Motion, it's a place where you make that first contact and then maybe exchange business cards, and then the real business maybe gets done a little later.
I think that's usually what happens, to be honest. This is where those first connections are made, and this is where, you know, farmers can actually see the equipment being demonstrated, or they can test ride something, whether it's a sprayer or a tractor, skid steer, you know, they can try things out and then go home and think about it a little bit. And then, you know, when they're ready, then they go back to those manufacturers or those dealers, and they'll make that decision.